I like everything I think about. This is Dr. Herbert L. Varley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Capo, California, with meditation. I like everything that I think about. How about that? Have you ever thought about anything you didn't like? Well, why would anyone think about anything that they don't like? Some people say, I don't like that. Oh, yes, you do. You're thinking about it and you're liking it. Now, if you really liked something, if you really didn't like something, you wouldn't think about it. You wouldn't give your attention to it. Well, you give your attention to an accident that's in the process of happening or that happened or something. Then why do you do that? Why don't you give your attention to whatever the situation may be and surround it with your pure white light of love and say, all is in divine order now, and all is in divine order now, and all is in divine order now, and you put that affirmation, that statement of truth for yourself, and think about it in that way, and then let it be. Now, if you're going to say all is in divine order, can you think of anyone being injured? Can you think of anything being damaged? Can you think of anything being out of order? No! You see, all is in divine order is a pretty wonderful and a pretty powerful statement for us to meditate on. If I look at any circumstance in my world and I say all is in divine order, then I am meditating in a wonderful way about that circumstance. If I look at a group of people who are unhappy with one another, and they're thinking bad thoughts about one another, and they're thinking inharmonious concepts about one another, and I stop that in my thought, and, oh, just a minute. You guys love each other. You guys really like each other. You guys really think you're wonderful. You're always eating each other's wine and drinking each other's foods and things like that. And you're always liking that. You like one another. Now, maybe you have a disagreement about something, but it's not that you don't like each other. Just because you like each other doesn't mean you can't disagree. Just because you like each other doesn't mean you can't have a disagreement about a particular item that you might say, well, I think that this wine is better this age than it is that age, and I think this field is better to grow it in than that field, and I think this bread is better. And you say, well, those are mundane things. No, those are things that have created world conflagrations, world wars. They've created all sorts of problems. Now, I have the ability to meditate on whatever I want to meditate on. And I can meditate on peace on earth. I can meditate on harmony in the world. I can meditate on peace in my family. I come home and my family is all discombobulated, and they're all discussing and arguing and shouting and screaming at each other. And I come in the door, and I have first naturally put myself in balance. And I say, all is in divine order. And I walk into the house, and I say all to myself, all is in divine order. And I look around, and I look at the smiling faces of my family, where moments before they weren't smiling. But I look at their smiling faces because that is all I choose to see. And I look at my son and I say, well now, did you have an exciting day? I had an exciting day. You know what I did today? And tell about some wonderful adventure that I went through today. And my son has to say, oh hey, that's pretty good. And then I bring out of each one of my family members a harmonious attitude, a harmonious being. And within a very instantaneous time almost, all of that arguing, all of that discussion, and all of that disgruntledness is gone. But I am in my meditation, and my meditation is my thinking, and meditation is my attitude. My meditation is what's going on with me and my world and my attitude. And as I have the proper meditation, my world is whatever my meditation is. Oh my gosh, why don't I take more control? Yes, my world is whatever my meditation is, and that's true. Today, I make the stalwart effort to recognize that I keep my thoughts as pure as I keep my heart. and I keep my thoughts so pure about everything and any illusion that's around me. I look beyond that illusion and I see the peace. I look beyond all of the appearances and see the truth. And I call forth the truth, and I call forth the wholeness, and I call forth all that is good and beautiful now and forevermore. And you know, that's all that there is to it. And it's pretty wonderful. Meditation accomplishes great and wonderful things, because meditation is when I put my house in order first, and then the world is in order. Have a lovely day, and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.